and welcome to the Cornerstone League podcast, bringing together thought leaders, credit union champions, advocates, and more. I'm your host, Tanya Ditburner, Director of Communications and Media Relations at Cornerstone League. I've got a special lineup of guests today. Michelle Wood, Chief Culture Officer and Diversity and Inclusion Officer at Mazuma Credit Union. Kalisha Lewis, Vice President of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion at Tinker Federal Credit Union. Vicky Plank, Chief Human Resources Officer at Meritrust Credit Union. We've also got Erica Calvillo, Engagement and Relationship Manager here at Cornerstone League, who will be helping to drive this conversation. Together, this panel forms the Cornerstone League Diversity and Belonging Council Executive Committee, and today's episode is dedicated to honoring Women's History Month, changes we've observed in the workplace over the course of our careers, women who have inspired us, and more. Michelle, we'll start with you, but before we do that, I will kick it over to Erica, who will be asking the questions.
Thank you, Tanya. So Michelle, like Tanya said, we'll start with you. You've been with Mazuma for a number of years as a Community America before that. So it's safe to say you've been in the workforce long enough to observe cultural changes in your organization throughout the years. Can you tell us about any changes you've observed in the workplace specifically pertaining to women?
Absolutely. Yeah. And there's been a lot. I'd say even in just the last few years, I think we're all experiencing a lot in the aftermath of COVID and the pandemic, and it's really changed life a lot. But if I think back over the past few decades, especially, a lot of those intersections with women have changed quite a bit too. So, you know, when you think about when I first started over 20 years ago, there's a lot of focus on the way women dressed, and it was very formal and super, you know, everyone had to wear pantyhose and this and that. And it was less about maybe the substance of the value that we brought to our organizations. And I think that's really changed a lot over the last couple of decades. I think there's a lot more value and recognition of the value that women play and lead in our places of work. You know, I've also been the benefit of being in workplaces that really value women, and that's been by choice, right? I think credit unions have a special place and really attribute the appropriate value to women. And I've had fantastic women and men along my journey that have been great leaders and have great mentors and have supported my path. And I try to do the same in turn for all people as well. Other things I think that have changed, even especially in the last few years, that I think really impact women specifically. You know, I think during the pandemic, there was a reckoning of a lot of people of, gosh, what does my work-life balance look like? And where does work play a role in my life, and where does my family and my values, and where do I want to spend my time, and what are the intersections of that? So I think in some ways, in the last several years, there's been more value placed and more understanding, I think, placed on the whole human being, and whether that's all the juggling, especially a heavy load of that happens toward women with their family lives and their work lives and all the amazing things that they're able to multitask, or whether that's mental well-being and physical well-being. I think there's a lot more kind of awareness and attribution to those elements of our lives, and knowing that we can bring our best selves to work when those pieces are considered. And I think that's benefited the entire workforce, not just women.
Thank you, Michelle. Yeah, you brought up really good points. Completely agree. Vicky, how about you?
Well, like Michelle, I have worked for a number of years and maybe have seen even more change just due to the length of my career. But I think there are so many more opportunities in management and leadership and for development of professional skills for women than there maybe were when I started out in my career. And so I see a lot of change just in how we're viewed as capable and as good leaders with strong leadership skills. And I think there has been a lot of change in those perspectives. I think there's also change in opportunity too, that, you know, we see in HR, in recruiting, frequently that women aren't as likely to speak up. They're not as likely to ask for an increase or a promotion. They may not even apply for something because they feel like they're an imposter. They don't have everything that's listed in the qualification. And so they hesitate or stand back and don't jump in there to try it. And I think we see a little change in that. And women who've been around for a while, like Michelle and I, we certainly are on the sidelines encouraging other women to jump in there and apply and ask for what you need, ask for what you want. And I do think that's something that has changed. We, for many years, probably didn't speak up, whether it was needing more time to be away to take care of something that had to do with a family issue, or just to be compensated in the way that we thought would show value to us. And so I think those are things that have changed. Women have learned. They've learned how to research. They've learned how to ask. And I think that whether it's the credit union industry or any other industry, there's more space for women today.
Here, women make up about 70% of the workforce. And so I do believe we have a uniqueness in our senior leadership. We have a woman as our chief of operations. So 80% of our senior leadership are women, which is, I think, very unusual. And so I think it has made a difference in us performing financially and changing the culture of our credit union.
I really like those points that you guys have brought up. I think that life-work balance is definitely something that has changed in our space, as well as, you know, women finding their value and their worth and speaking up. I'll follow that with, in your experience, and Michelle will follow that the same order. In your experience, what issues do women face today in the workplace?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think there's a number of things that women still experience in the workplace today, and also acknowledge that a variety of women have a variety of experiences too, right? So one thing might be different for another person, or it might be experienced differently too. But kind of speaking to the last question a little bit, women do carry a lot of the family burden and the juggling that happens, the family activities and the scheduling and all the things that go with that. They also tend to be great, a lot of them do, at multitasking and putting a lot of effort in there. So not only are they doing that at work and are fantastic leaders, but they're also doing that in their homes and in their family lives. And that's a lot. It takes a lot of energy, a lot of balancing and juggling and switching tasks frequently. So I think those are some of the things. I also would say in the workplace itself, some women are very adept at empathy and harmonizing and kind of being the one that helps their teams kind of be in a great space that's thriving. And so sometimes that they take on some of that emotional labor and emotional burden, and it can be exhausting sometimes, right? Some of that, some of the things that they're very skilled at can be something that can also drain your energy or wear you out sometimes. So I think those are definitely some of the things at play. Also, and I think this has gotten better over time, but sometimes you still see it where some of our socialization comes into play and there's different attributions or labels for the same types of behavior based on the person's gender. So whether that's emotions or the way someone's speaking or what have you, that a man and a woman could do the same thing or a similar thing, and it's kind of attributed differently. And that's really challenging and frustrating sometimes. It's almost like a kind of a different standard to be held to. But I think women really have been navigating that well. And I do think there have been some positive changes in that regard as well. There's more awareness, there's more training, there's more interpersonal skill training and mental health awareness training than there ever has been in our workplaces before, which is fantastic. And I think women have been a big influencer of those things as well. And I think people are learning from that, which is great. I think it goes without saying too, that there's also, you know, challenges with, you know, especially if someone has a baby and they're managing daycare and childcare costs and the timing and all the things that go along with that can be really challenging. And some of that additional burden lands on women sometimes. So I think those are some of the things that are still faced, still some great steady progress, but I think it's important to acknowledge those things too.
I think one of the things that Michelle brought up that we see, especially here in Kansas, is a real challenge for women. And I'm on a couple of different organizational boards looking at how do we resolve the issue, and that's childcare. Childcare duties generally, while I would never complain that my husband didn't help me, he was wonderful. He took his share and he took time off for sick kids. And so I have a really great supportive husband, but not everyone has that kind of support system. And so the childcare issues that we face in our state of Kansas, and really in a lot of states across the country, there is a real childcare crisis that will impact women in the workplace. We saw that during COVID. We lost women who, because they didn't have childcare or because the childcare was so expensive, just said, I can't afford to work and I'm going to have to stay home. And so that's one thing that I have really looked at and thought, we have got to solve this. And I think that's going to have to come from industry and government and probably a number of different sources. But I think that's one of the things facing women in the workplace today. And I know that's not in the workplace, but it impacts your ability to work. It impacts just the time that you can spend. So that's one of them. Michelle also alluded to the fact that sometimes how we respond can be perceived a little bit differently. So if we respond with too much emotion, we're not passionate, we're excitable, or, you know, there are labels sometimes for how women respond. I know that can be perceived negatively, but I also think that the emotions and the empathy that women bring to the workplace are really important. I deal with employee relations, and so communication, empathizing with employees, whether you are coaching, counseling, or terminating an employee, you know, I think the ability to be empathetic and respectful and to adapt your communication is always important. And it's something that women bring to the workplace that is so positive for all of us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Vicki. And Kalisha, how about you?
I hate to use the word balance, but maybe the better word is prioritizing. And I think women are getting better at that, figuring out what is more meaningful and focus on those things. I do believe that women are the ones that are pushing work-life balance or work-life integration. And so the workforce is forcing us to make sure that we are not overworking people. And I believe women are responsible for making sure that employees take care of themselves mentally. I believe that women are really good at adjusting. And so whatever the work calls for, we know how to make adjustments. We are very good at storytelling, making sure that the things that matter are brought up, are addressed. And there are times that we get a no, but we understand that no means for now, doesn't mean that we give up. And we make the adjustments that need to be adjusted. We are, I believe, emotionally intelligent. So we know how to connect with people and figure out a way to make sure others are represented.
Can you talk about a woman who's made a difference in your life or in your career? And what unique qualities did that woman have that made her influence you or be impactful in your career?
You know, honestly, I've been the benefit of so many amazing women in my life, whether personally, my mom, my sisters, my coaches, all sorts of people, all throughout my work life. I've had amazing women to look up to and to learn from. But one that really stands out for me is Dion Christensen. She's our CEO and president here at Mizuma Credit Union, and she is amazing. She's just amazing. She is a woman who not only is a sharp, savvy, smart businesswoman, but she's wholly herself in every situation I've ever interacted with her. She can be vulnerable and kind and always leads with her values. She can be frank and direct when needed, but always leads with kindness. She's very flexible. She keeps her values for the organization and her personal values top of mind. And she encourages us to do the same. So if there's any time that I need or desire to spend time with my family or my kids or go to activities, she embraces that. And she also just brings together diverse groups of people and really helps them to connect and find this unifying bond that is amazing, right? And she does it with this sense of clarity and direction that people just desire to follow and want to give their very, very best to make our city and our community better. So she's definitely somebody that I look up to, I learn from every day. She is just a fantastic leader and somebody that Mizuma is honored to have leading us and learning from all along the way.
She sounds like a fantastic woman. I really want to meet her. Vicki, how about you?
Many, many years ago, There was a woman that hired me for my really very first adult job. I think I was probably 19 or 20 years old when I started working for a financial services organization. And I worked for that woman for a number of years, maybe not directly for her, but always had a mentoring relationship with her. And she became the first female president of a financial service organization within our community. So she was always someone I looked up to from a career standpoint, but also someone who was able to balance family and work and to talk about how important it was to her to make time for all the different aspects in her life and encouraged and supported that for other women who she worked with. The other thing that I believe that I learned from her is that she always said, there will be opportunity. Maybe this opportunity is not the right one, or maybe you don't see how that will work out. But if you jump in there and you initiate and you learn everything you can, you're going to make opportunity for yourself. And so there have been times in my career where I felt like maybe I was a little stalled. And what do I do next? Where do I go next? And I would think about that. And so I would just make up a new task, or I'd make up a new part of my job, or take on a new project or challenge. And I think sometimes if I had not had that sort of encouragement early on in my career, I'm not sure I would always have had the confidence to be able to do that now. And so that's one thing I say to young women that I work with around here who are, you know, what do I do? I'm not sure where my place is. How do I make this job my own? And, you know, the question I put back to them is similar. What do you think it should be? And how can you move it forward? So I always remember that about her. And she just retired last year, but just was such a great role model and mentor. And I still have lunch with her a couple times a year. So it's great to keep those connections.
Fantastic. I love that. Kalisha, how about you?
Yeah. So Susan Rogers, she is the woman who hired me here at Tinker Federal Credit Union. And she was the senior vice president of human resources here at Tinker. And she was a woman of great influence here. And I think the pivotal moment in my career with her was us meeting with our benefit brokers. And of course, they were explaining all the different things that they could do for the organization and for our employees. And I remember her turning to me and asking me, well, what are your thoughts? For me, that was powerful because it helped me to see that she didn't hire me just because. She hired me because she wanted my expertise. That helped me to know that it was okay to use my voice and to express what I thought would be best for the organization and for our employees. On a personal level, of course, it would be my mother. She, in her own right, was a career lady. And as Michelle talked about the different things that women, different roles that women juggle in life, managing a family and taking care of parents, aging parents, and then, of course, taking care of themselves mentally. So I felt like she did a great job at all of that and often find myself asking her, how did you do all of it?
Thank you all so much for your insights and for coming together to celebrate Women's History Month with our audience. I hope you've had a great month. And for those of you out there, I hope you've gained valuable insights into the unique experiences of credit union women in the workplace, and that you've found ways to celebrate and honor the women in your life and community. Until next time.